Hey y'all, welcome to the Color Theory Podcast. It is our first official episode. So excited. I'm your host, Andrea, and today I'm going to be talking about the color red. And yes, I know, red, Valentine's Day, and we will get into that, but there's a lot of other stuff for this color too. So let's dive in. Okay, so historically, the color red represents passion, anger, and hope. When I was planning for this podcast, the first thing that actually popped into my head was the phrase, seeing red. And I don't know how much that phrase is really used anymore, but it really has always kind of stuck in my head. And I think that it has ground, because when you're angry, you just get all worked up and you can only focus on one thing. And red is one of those colors where you see it, your eyes find it, and you focus on it. It is bold, it is bright, and it's what you see. And when I say it's what you see, that's actually true. North Dakota State University did a study on people who prefer the color red versus people who prefer the color blue. And the study shows that a preference to the color red is linked to greater hostility and more anger, which is kind of mind-blowing that color theory is actually really based in science. I'll put a link in the show notes to the article that led me to the study, and I hope that you will look into this and check out, see exactly what the results were and how this process went on. I think it's really interesting. So I'll put that link in the show notes. Now, I like to consider myself a pretty chill person, but I definitely get pissed sometimes. And one of the things that I truly see red about is when I think of all the horror that's been happening in this country with the increase of mass shootings. A few links. One of them is from the BBC, and it is Statistics of Gun Use in America, which I actually found to be quite surprising based off of the media here. I was expecting those numbers to be a lot higher, but they're still pretty high, and I'm not thrilled about it. And there's also an article that is What to Do When There's an Active Shooter. And when I first came across this article, I really didn't know what to do with it. And after reading it and thinking about it for a while, the conclusion that I came to is I cannot believe that I felt the need to read this. And more so, I cannot believe the sense of relief I felt after I read it and the fact that I felt helped by this article, because I never expected that in my lifetime, this was something that I would need to have in my brain as knowledge. Not only do I not feel safe going out to certain places now because of my anxiety that someone might open fire on us, but the reason I see so much red when I think about this is because of the stigma against people with mental health issues and the fact that there are not enough positive outlets for people to put their feelings into and to help deal with these problems. And as someone who suffers from depression and anxiety, and yes, I'm putting that out there right now, I know that if you are given the correct tools, you can get yourself to a place where your mental illness won't end up defining who you are. So that's a really big thing for me. And I think that the misconception is like, oh, well, if you really wanted to get help, you could just go get help. But a lot of people don't realize that the right help is hard to find. And that's what you need, is the right help. Traditional therapy doesn't work for everyone. And even if it does, you still have to find the right therapist. And therapy is expensive and it might not be covered by your healthcare plan. And so a lot of people just throw that option out immediately. I can't get therapy. It's too expensive. I'm not going to find the right person. It doesn't work for me. So then what do? What other programs are there to help people who feel like they're an outcast and who feel angry and feel like the world is out to get them? You need to have music programs. You need to have visual arts programs. You need to have community-based programs where you can feel safe going to talk to members of your community and say, hey, this is an issue that I'm having. Can you help me? And have people respond in an open and positive way, saying either, yes, we can help you, here's how, or no, we can't, but here's a list of resources that might be able to. This needs to be part of our communities. This doesn't exist unless you're from a super small town where your neighbors are 50 people and you all know everything anyway. But if you live in a town with 400, 500 people, or you live in a city and you're living with thousands of people, you need a place to go where you can talk and say, look, this is what I'm looking for. This is the outlet that I need. And if you say that you need guns as an outlet, maybe someone can come to you in a very kind way and say, you know what? I hear you. I hear why you think you need this, but let's try this first. Let's see how this goes. Because I feel like the reason so many of these sick people go for guns is because it's easy to get them. And it's easier than so many of these other options, right? It's easier than enrolling yourself in therapy or in an arts program that you have to put down money for and you have to take the classes a specific time a week. It's just easier to have a gun and take your emotions out on other people. And I just wish that there were more choices. And especially for the people like the Sandy Hook shooter coming from communities where, you know, you can't walk out your door and just find these things. You have to put some serious effort in. That there was just more choices for them. And maybe it would still end the same way, but maybe not. And I think that these people are the people who need the most help. And at the same time, I feel like they are the biggest poison in the mental health community because they make the rest of us look like the crazy people and we're the burdens and we're the danger and we could potentially hurt someone. We might crack one day. And that's not the case. So I have a lot of mixed feelings about this and it gets me very worked up and it can get me very angry, especially when people make jokes. Not a fan of the jokes. I have a pretty good sense of humor. Cards Against Humanity is my favorite game. Can't handle the jokes when it comes to this. And if you attack my character in any way and use my mental health as a punchline for that, I'm sorry, we're done. I want nothing to do with you. That's just where I stand. And I know that this has been kind of heavy, but now we are transitioning from red representing anger to red representing hope. And if you don't already know about the red campaign, you really should Google it right now. Aside from mass shootings, there is a lot wrong with this world. The hunger crisis, the homeless crisis, the mental health crisis, the economic crisis, the global warming crisis, you name it. There's so much wrong with this world. But this is something we can fix. There are 37 million people worldwide living with HIV, and 26 million of those people live in sub-Saharan Africa. So you might be thinking, Why should I care? I don't have HIV. I don't know anyone who lives in sub-Saharan Africa. And the reason why you should care is because you should just care, right? We live in a world now where we have this overall attitude of, oh, well, if what I do doesn't directly affect me or someone I know, it doesn't matter what happens to someone in sub-Saharan Africa because I don't know them. I'll never meet them. I'll never experience what they're experiencing. So why does it matter what I do? And we have the same attitude when it comes to the internet. It doesn't matter if I put some rude comments on this person's page because I don't really know them. Or it doesn't matter if my post affects one of my thousands of followers because they have body image issues and that's their problem. That's not my problem. I'm going to say what I want to say and I'm going to post pictures I want to post. And I don't really know that person, so it doesn't matter. Right? We have this overall attitude. This is how we run our lives now. And this is how we view the world as our overall culture. And that's gotta change. We have to start being there for each other just because that's what people should do. There should be no other reason for it, just because you want to be good. And the Red Campaign takes the color of red and uses it as a vehicle for this. So when you see someone on the street with a red cell phone case, you know that not only do they have great taste, but they care. They care just a little bit. And I feel like you just need that little bit to make a difference. So I really don't know how else to explain this. Maybe it's just in my head, but I really feel like you gotta spend smarter, not harder. You can't dump all your money into a cause and not really think about it. It's like you're making the conscious choice to buy a product from a company that does not test on animals versus buying a product from a company that does test on animals, right? You're making a conscious choice now to buy a product from a company where 100% of the profits go towards helping people, or you're buying a product that does no good in the world other than for your own personal satisfaction. And like I said, that might not seem like a big deal, but what if the person that would have been helped with a red product is the person who's going to grow up, solve one of these many other crises in the world? And I know that's super abstract and you're probably like, wow, you're high, right? But that's how I really feel, right? And you know what it is? It's because that is what I would want someone to do for me. So let's just all be kind to one another, right? And shop smart. Think about what kind of a difference in the world that thing you're about to buy is going to make. Be a conscious shopper. Just think about it. Don't just throw things in your cart. Make conscious choices, whatever those might be. That's not to say you have to change your entire lifestyle and throw out everything you own if it wasn't something you bought that's going to make a positive change in the world. That's not saying you have to go vegan and you have to buy only cruelty-free products and you can only buy from Red. That's not what this is, because it's hard to do that, right? I'm a consumer too. I go to the store and I'm looking at makeup and I'm like, I know that this brand tests on animals, but I can't find the brand that doesn't. This one brand that I know doesn't is about $30 out of my price range. And if I buy that, I might not make rent this month, right? I know we're all put in that situation sometimes. So you don't have to make a complete lifestyle change, but every once in a while, really think about what you're doing. Say, you know what? I know Red sells this product. Let me get it from them. Let me get it from them this month instead of the generic brand over at CVS. Again, it's the little things. We just need a little bit to make a change. All right, here we go. The color red. Valentine's Day. It's February. I'm sure you guys are wondering when the hell I was going to get into this. Yes, Valentine's Day is totally a holiday dedicated to selling greeting cards, right? It's totally about that. It's totally trying to sell as much candy and as much sappy gobbledygook as it possibly can just for the point of making money. But it was once a real holiday. In fact, this holiday has so much history that it began as early as the 14th century. And Valentines, as we know them, first started appearing in the 1500s. That's incredible. I thought that Valentine's Day started like 5 years before I was born. Turns out, it's an incredible part of our history as a people. But, of course, over time, things change, and the holiday became less about celebrating love and less about being with the people that care about you and celebrating life and life together. And it became more about proving to people that someone loves you and proving to people that you love them and taking this idea and pushing it as far as it could go so that when you see the color red on a heart, you think of Valentine's Day. And when you see baby Cupid, you think of Valentine's Day, not ancient Roman mythology. Red has been so commercialized by this holiday. Red and pink. It's so much about the passion of the color and the brightness and the fact that you see this color and you just want to grab that thing in the store, right? That's why they picked red. They could have picked any other color in the whole world, right? There are thousands of them. But they picked red. And they picked pink for girls, because that's a thing too. And it could have been any other color. But they picked red. And that's not red's fault. Red is a great color. It's no wonder people want it, right? It is the color of passion. It is the color of love. So don't hate on the color. Hate on Hallmark. All right, they did this. And, you know, I'm totally that person where I'm like, yeah, this holiday is kind of garbage. And yeah, this holiday totally extorts single people and it totally extorts couples. And I was in the store the other day looking at cards for my boyfriend, and they're either so ridiculous that I'm like, this is insulting, or they're so ridiculous that I'm like, this is something that I would want to say on my husband's deathbed after being married for 65 years. And then there's nothing in the middle. There's nothing in the middle. You either have these ridiculous cards that make absolutely no sense, or you have these cards that are intense proclamations of a lifelong love. And I'm like, none of these fit my current scenario, right? My boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years. We care about each other very much. And neither of those are remotely appropriate, right? And yes, if that kind of stuff is right for your person, then go for it. Totally, totally go for it. This is just where I stand through the lens of my own relationship. And I don't have any hate against the color red or pink when it comes to this holiday. I know some people get really intense about it and they're like, I'm not wearing red today. Red is the color of Valentine's Day. I'm not doing it. That's fine. I like the color red. I'm going to wear it whether it's Valentine's Day or not, right? And if it just so happens that it's Valentine's Day and I'm wearing something red, that's cool. And that's not me, like, supporting the industry and the system. It's just, I like the freaking color, okay? Like, it's not the color's fault, all right? It's marketing. There's a reason that that field exists. It's because it works. That's kind of the whole point of this podcast. So with that, I just want to say thank you so much to my boyfriend. He's been amazing and has supported me so much in this process, even without knowing it, because I didn't actually tell him I was doing this until I had done it. And he was just like, that's great. I can't wait to hear it. And I have so much thanks and gratitude for him. It's unbelievable. I also seriously apologize for the delay in releasing this episode. I was sick for a while, and you can probably tell in some of the segments where I'm trying to hide a cough or two. And then I was out of state, so I hope it was worth the wait. I really want you guys to enjoy this as much as I do. Thank you for bearing with me. Next up is the color orange. Thanks so much for listening. Please subscribe and leave feedback. Talk to y'all later.